Panties, a tale of the panty boy or girl. Panties. I know, because you've told me, that you snuck into the hamper as a kid to play with your mommy's panties. Sometimes you even sniffed at the crotches, you perverted girl, you. And then you grew up, and when you were making out with that first girlfriend, you didn't want to go any deeper than fondling her cotton high-rises she was wearing under her jeans. She kept trying to get you to touch her coochie, but you only wanted her out of the panties so you could put them on. Finally, you lived alone and secretly looked over someone's shoulder at a magazine with undies in it. They have catalogs? And you started collecting the catalogs, stroking, imagining how they feel on your bottom, what it would look like to have a drawer full of pretty things. Then you dared to buy some for yourself. Maybe you started out buying them online, finding the stores that were recommended by other panty wearers. But before long, you needed to feel them before you bought them. Hold them in your hands. Make sure they would meet your kinky needs. So you decided to venture into a store. Scary as hell, but you chose the most inconspicuous store to go into, maybe a big box store where you bought all kinds of things you didn't need, then threw the thrilling panties on the checkout counter's conveyor belt, maybe tucked under the men's pants you didn't want to buy. You tried to act as nonchalant as you could, but your knees were shaking and you were sweating bullets. Suddenly, you were out of the store, weighted down with bags, the exalted lacy panties smashed down unceremoniously at the bottom of one of the bags. I bet you rifled through the bags to find them and kept them on the passenger seat as you drove home in a dizzy haze of excitement. You kept looking at them like they were magical. Felt them tenderly at red lights, nearly salivated thinking about sliding them up your legs and onto your bottom and rock hard clitty. You're hard now, aren't you? Expanding time in your panties. You started wearing panties every once in a while when you were home alone, then more and more often. Pretty soon, you were in panties so often men's briefs felt ridiculous, not to mention looked crazy on you. You finally stomped your feet and said, "Fuck this! I'm wearing them to work tomorrow." Holy crap! You thought you were ready, but you were so nervous that first day. What if you're in a car accident? What if they ask you to lean over and pick something up off the floor and saw the thong you had on? What if, in the bathroom, the stall was in use, and you had to pee really, really bad and had to use the urinal? Then you decided to throw caution to the wind and step out of your house in those luscious panties. You felt so sexy, so emasculated, so sneaky. And in another part of yourself, so fucking brave. Confessing your fetish. This needs to be a separate blog post, and I want this one to stay deliciously positive. And confessing, or being discovered accidentally, can be a painful subject leading to purging and vows of never wearing panties again. But as with most fetishes, if they are ignored or stomped down, they grow in magnitude over time and erupt recklessly. And there is the am I gay topic too? A cross-dresser? A trans person? I'll talk about all these things in another post. But you are normal. For now, know you are perfectly normal in your panty desires. You are so not alone. And there are many, many women and men who find men in panties fucking adorable. Of course, we mistresses love you in your panties when you call. Describe them to us. Tell us exactly how you feel wearing them. Details, please. I can't wait to hear all about the pretty panties you have on today.